This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on upcoming elections in 5 states. The participants are K.V. Prasad, political analyst, and Ishan Mittal, anchor.
With elections scheduled in 5 Indian states of Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Rajasthan, Telangana, and Mizoram this year, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has announced close to 26,000 crore worth of projects today in Chittorgarh, Rajasthan, and the same will be Gwalior in Madhya Pradesh. What is the significance behind these projects? These are major development projects.
Well, I think these are significant one because they're infrastructure projects which are going aimed at bringing quality life and improvement in the lives of the people of these states. And as you pointed out, we all know that the states of Rajasthan and Chhattisgarh are headed for elections. And all these projects were cleared much earlier, or so they are kind of getting the go-ahead, and the Prime Minister went and launched these projects. So that's one reason why you kind of look at it as a significant model. That's where we begin.
Sir, he also announced, to be specific to Rajasthan, a gas pipeline. He also dedicated the LPG plant of HPCL to the people of India. And this is expected to have nearly 86 lakh cylinders per annum production capacity. So there's a dedication to infrastructure, but there's also a dedication to certain aspects of development, such as energy security, which have a direct impact on the people of India. And especially a state right like Rajasthan, which is a combination of energy security as well as national security. So what does this entail for the people of Rajasthan, and if we look at it from the lens of upcoming elections?
Well, I think what we kind of realize is energy is a requirement, and a country, we are moving towards a developing economy, and we are on the way we want to become, as the Prime Minister calls, developed economy by next 2 decades. So one of the primary concerns is how do we move the economy and the wheels of economy, and energy is an important driver. At the same time, we also know that dependence on fossil fuels is something which is being shunned world over, it shift to safer and less polluting sources of energy. And in this case, the gas pipeline is one of the major projects, as you mentioned. It's an ongoing effort to lay gas pipelines across the country, move the economy and move the usage of dependent on energy basically onto gas. Now, we all know this is a gas pipeline which starts somewhere in Mehsana in Gujarat, travels to Bhatinda in Punjab and Gurdaspur area to reach the place where it's going to come. And the expectation is that it will allow usage gas to grow the industries in Rajasthan. And that in turn would, once the industries are set up, it creates a lot of job opportunities for people. And a country where we have a very high reasons why everybody is looking at is how do you create more jobs in this country. If you look at the same time, there was another LPG plant, one of the public sector undertakings, which was inaugurated. That size also to distribute and bottle something like 80 lakh plus cylinders annually. So all these are because that will do what? If you put a gas pipeline, if you put this, so a lot of things have to be worked into the system. And one of the things I think the Prime Minister did mention was if you're having a bottle plant and distribution of so many things, how much is going to reduce the cylinders carrying trucks? So all these are, again, as a country which also is very committed to reduce its carbon footprint. So all these measures have to be looked in the larger context is what I feel.
Not only is there a focus on energy security, on infrastructure, but there's also a focus on spirituality, on tourism development. And the Nath Dwara under the Swadesh Darshan scheme is also an indication of that. Could you talk about the significance of Saint Vallabhacharya in the political and the emotional landscape of Rajasthan?
No, I think I would like to see it in a different aspect of it, because this is something is people have been following this leader for a very long time, and they have their own sense of, and I think it transmits, it goes beyond the geographical confines of Rajasthan, in the sense people who are followers of this particular saint would be settled many places in the country. So that's one reason why. And in fact, if you remember the last 8-9 years since the advent of the Prime Minister Modi's government, the center, there has been a focus connectivity by building roads and try and get modern facilities for pilgrims. Because that's one area people have in this country where the large number of followers travel around the year, especially in particular seasons. But the development of Nath Dwara, which you mentioned, comes under the Swadesh Darshan scheme. Again, the focus is to try and encourage domestic tourism. And when you encourage domestic tourism, whether it is connected to spirituality, whether it is coming to religious tourism, or whatever, that in turn also spurs the economy, because movement of people would bring a certain element of movement of people comes to one part of the country to another part. A whole lot of ancillary area gets developed. Hotels coming up, you have eateries coming up, you have people who give you the support staff in tourism. So it spurs its own growth. I think so that it should be looked in that context, not just in the electoral length is what my feeling is.
Thank you, sir. Moving on to Madhya Pradesh, a slew of projects amounting to a total of more than rupees 19,000 crore have been announced and will be dedicated to the nation. This includes the Delhi-Vadodara Expressway, which has been developed at a cost of more than 11,000 crore. The Grih Pravesh scheme, under which 2.2 lakh houses were built under PMAY Grameen, and also the PMAY Urban at a cost of rupees 140,000 crore. These are said to be announced by the Prime Minister. The Jal Jeevan Mission is also part of this, which will touch the lives of 720 villages around Gwalior and Shyopur, and it costs over 1530 crores. Now, we constantly see that not only are the projects mentioned, but there's also a mention of the amount of expenditure that has been made by the government towards the development of the country, towards the development of regions, providing more facilities. And there's a lot of emphasis on detail. It's not just the roads that have always found emphasis in the country, but now even access to water, even access to homes, these are finding a lot of mention in the PM's speeches and in the PM's programs. So if you could shed light on that with respect to Madhya Pradesh.
These are key projects which have been initiated by the government to bring about a qualitative change in people's life. And one of the reasons we all know, I mean, as a country, we understand one of the three basics every country looks at is shelter, water, and clothing. So these three becomes very important. And so here we are talking of two aspects of it, water. Because you need water for sustaining yourself and your life in itself. And a country where people had to travel miles together to bring a potable water to home because there was no pipelines and all. So this is something the Jal Jeevan Mission is aimed at bringing water to a community. And I think the purpose behind it is also make it a community-driven program rather than a government program. Thereby, the stakeholders become people who actually run this program for themselves because they know it's going to benefit them. So this is the 1500-odd crores project that is being the foundation where you mentioned about in the Shyamapur and Gwalior districts of Madhya Pradesh. This is an important component and goes in that. Similarly, dovetail this with the other aspect is what you mentioned in the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana. Or there are two segments to it. One is the urban section, one is the rural section, which is known as the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Grameen. Now, here again, I think if you notice in the last few years, the government has saying, we just don't give you a shelter. We don't give you just a four walls and a room to stay. It's not just a shell. You actually are dovetailing other programs into these buildings, whereby the moment you have a flat or a house is being made under this Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana, be it urban or Grameen, the effort is to also give you two, three more things. One, to get you a closest water. Second, try and get pipe gas in particular if it's possible. And energy. The whole idea is you are ready to move in with this basic facility. So that has been what has been driving the entire this schemes. So this is where I look at it, and all states are looking at getting lion's share of these national programs, because the projects which you mentioned in Madhya Pradesh in particular, where the foundation stone was laid, is expected to benefit more than 700 villages. So this also things which green clean drinking are the primary concerns and primary tasks of the government. That's what is being done.
Mr. Prasad, the PM is set to visit Chhattisgarh and Telangana tomorrow, and he's also set to announce projects worth and dedicate projects worth more than 26,000 crore rupees in these two states. Could you talk a bit about the PM? He does not let anything come in the way of development.
Well, I think you see what's important is one of the things the Prime Minister always says that he takes pride in telling people and also his officials to know about it. He does not just lay a foundation stone for a project, but also comes back to inaugurate it, which is one of his driving forces behind it, is his insistence on completing the projects on time and also to see its delivery, because it's not in a country where we have seen projects being foundation stones or projects being laid and then not followed up, primarily because several bottlenecks to come up the bottlenecks come in the form of, say, in case of a land, if land is not available, if the land is available, there are certain technical issues that go with it. Multiple agencies are involved. So I think all this is something which he has been looking at. In fact, if not a weekly or a fortnightly or a very regular meeting is held in the Prime Minister's office where the Prime Minister himself oversees is the Prime Minister's Gati Shakti program. That is the every infrastructure projects and projects for which allocations have been made. The Prime Minister and his staff sit with states concerned, talk to their officials to try and move the pieces so that any bottlenecks, if any, are removed, because there are a lot of interministerial issues that need to be sorted out. And this is one of the hallmarks the government has been talking of on every issue and every aspect of governance, is the whole of the government approach. The idea is you cannot say, oh, that ministry had to do it, the clearances are not coming up. So, you know, instead of pushing the ball to another score, the whole area is together the government works, puts its effort together, then get the thing rolling. I think this has been the hallmark of the performance barometer the Prime Minister has been doing. And as you rightly said, elections do come here around the year for several parts of the country. We're having around 5 in the next 2 months whenever the election schedule is announced. But before January, 4 states have to, by first week or second week of January, 4 states have to, that assembly's tenures are ending. Whereas in Mizoram, it is ending on 17th of December. So obviously the new assemblies will have to be constituted before that. And next year again, by around the time we have the Lok Sabha elections, we have another 3-4 states, including Union Territory of Puducherry, which goes to elections. So this is a perpetual cycle, but you cannot stop development and projects that need to be going on. So I think that has been the focus of this entire approach, is my understanding.
Mr. Prasad, if you could just shed light on a singular electoral activity across the nation, you know, one nation, one election.
I would say, of course, we're having a debate and discussion on the fact that whether we can have simultaneous polls to Lok Sabha and assemblies in different parts of the country, different states together, as was the practice in the earlier times when these elections began in 52 and probably close to mid-60s, that cycle continued. But once it got disrupted, everything came apart. So we have perpetually every year an election in one part of the state or country or the other. So this is a timeless cycle that keeps moving on. So that debate is different already. The former president, Mr. Ramnath Kovind, committee is going into it. So I'm sure we'll have to wait for the report and the discussion debate can be taken forward. As far as the projects being inaugurated by Prime Minister, the fact is once the Prime Minister and his office commits something, everything else would have to follow together. Because I told you, when somebody leads from the top, there are not going to be any full stops. In the sense, if there are any bottlenecks that need to be attended to and removed, once the direction comes from the top, things start moving. So that's the way it is. I told you, this whole of government approach on many aspects they follow. And that is probably one of the hallmarks which one notices of this thing. And the Gati Shakti, which I mentioned, is also dovetailed into this whole concept. So I think this has been the system, the Prime Minister. And this is not the first time. We've just seen a seat held in other states too. And more coming up, as you said. Of course, around election time, it's much easier to kind of tell the people and remind the people or sometimes things that have been done. So I think that's the way I should look at it.
What are the kind of project that we may envisage for Mizoram? What is the kind of development by virtue of it being a part of the Northeast that one should be looking at?
While elections are happening in Mizoram, but Mizoram, everybody knows, the regional party which has been in governance for a while, and that remains probably one of the key things. But what has happened is, if you remember, I think in around March this year, the Union Home Minister had gone to visit the area. Again, development projects were taken up. Now, this is, we all know, there's a special focus on Northeast in the government, and in fact, it is called as Ashtalakshmi, because all the 8 states, 7 plus you add Sikkim. So the kind of 8 states which are the gateway to the eastern part of the country and further east. In fact, many areas are being looked at by the government too as part of infrastructure projects with neighboring countries. So this is one thing, and one of the reasons why effort is made is to look at, try and develop the hydro projects in that. Some of the hydro projects inaugurated by Prime Minister Modi in 2017 itself, some 60 megawatt rural hydropower project. So all these projects are there, and they say different states, especially hill states and northeast states, have a different kind of a requirement, because the kind of development that had to take place, sometimes it lagged behind, whether it is Mizoram in particular. So this is something which is, I think, the government has looked at it in a rather holistic manner. And remember, there is a whole ministry, donor ministry, to what is called the Northeastern region. So special focus, and the government insists some minister or the other spends time in one of these states in the Northeastern. So the focus is to try and pull them, if not, you know, from on equivalent terms, to so that the integration of the rest of the country in terms of development is made And remember, every youth in that region too, as in other parts of the country, are aspirational and want to do well along with the rest of the country, Mr. Mittal.
Thank you so much for your time, Mr. Prasad.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on upcoming elections in 5 states. The participants are K.V. Prasad, political analyst, and Ishan Mittal, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official.